Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number 3, you're going to be working with 11-2 energy at this full moon. So you could see some sudden unexpected events come up that require quick decisions. So always when we have, of course, 2 energy, it's about trusting yourself when you're making decisions. This is not necessarily a time to be easily influenced by the outside, right? So, you know, you might have a million people telling you to do it one way, but if it really feels or you feel inspired to do it another way, go with your instincts, go with your gut, go with what feels right for you and trust yourself because that's going to give you the most aligned results. Now, I would also say with 11-2 energy, anytime we move through an 11-2 cycle, we have an opportunity to sort of shine, to have, you know, to be in the spotlight, to be recognized in some way for how we inspire others, right? Through what we do that inspires us. So you could find that the spotlight is more on you at this time, which is interesting because of course we have a full moon, which is similar to like a spotlight. So, you know, the light is shining on you around this time, 3s. So definitely if there's something that you feel inspired to create or to do, this is such a great time to do that. And you will likely see good results from that, right? Where your work is recognized, your contribution is recognized. It's your time to shine. That might make you a little uncomfortable, but I would say, you know, this is a great time, especially for 3s, to step into their greater sense of self, right? To really express yourself in a way that feels unique and feels authentic to you. You know, again, it always comes back when we're working with 11-2 energy to what inspires us and doing what inspires us and not saying yes to what takes our inspiration away. So you could find the opportunities present for you around this time that you really feel lit up about, you feel excited about, you want to, you know, jump in and, you know, dive right in and get started because you feel that fire within. And this is such a great time to say yes to that. You could feel some self-doubt come up around this time because 11-2 energy is master level energy. It's big energy. And when we are working with that big energy in a cycle, we will often get big results, right? Master level results. And so it pushes us way outside of our comfort zone often to continue to say yes to ourselves and to what's uniquely, you know, us and to share that in some way. And so, and of course that's right up 3's alley. So this is so, so aligned with you and your energy and helping you to step into that bigger energy that is such a big part of 3. So again, I would say this would be a time where if it inspires you, it's a yes. If it takes your inspiration away, then it's not for you right now. Now, again, you could see big opportunities come in at this time. Great recognition, acknowledgement, again, opportunities for advancement or recognition or to be in the spotlight in some way. This is an energy that wants to be seen and experienced and heard by a larger population. So, and it recognizes your gifts and what you have to contribute, and it's helping to push you out into the world to share those gifts in some way or those creations. This can also be an intense period. So it could be very sensitive. You could feel very sensitive at this time. Your emotions could be running hot. So I would say just be really mindful of your emotions. If you feel like charged energy coming through, just be careful about how you channel your emotions and that energy at this time, and it will be worthwhile. This is not going to be a time to be overly reactionary or to be divisive or, you know, just this is going to be a time to bring about peace and harmony and, again, collaboration and balance, right? So if you do feel those really strong charged emotions, if you do feel like your emotions are running high or the energy is peaked, you know, channel that into something creative, channel that into something worthwhile, and you will see beautiful results from that. So yeah, great energy for you all around this full moon. I love it. And it's really, it ties in so beautifully with your own sort of natal three energy, that your life path energy, that it's really helping you to not only be more creative in your self-expression and uniquely and authentically you, but again, it's asking you to really get serious about what inspires you and to say yes to that and to overcome any fears surrounding that. So beautiful energy for you all around this full moon threes. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.